Now, one of my favorite guests. I mean, one of the greatest actors, one of the funniest guys, and from Talladega to Office Space. To, I mean, across the board.
It doesn't matter what movie, Pineapple Express, Dodgeball. Yeah. It doesn't matter what movie it is.
He always steals a scene, so much so that it ends up a catchphrase.
Yeah. Cotton McKnight and Dodgeball.
Oh, it's so good. So good, man. Everything, all of it. Now he's got a new new TV show. What's it called? Fam?
It's called Fam on CBS, yeah.
Next Thursday, he'll never be the world's greatest dad.
My dad wouldn't let me take ballet lessons when I was six because, and I quote, my daughter ain't gonna be no stripper.
But he cleans up okay.
Elegant and a good cook. You remind me of the woman that broke up my first marriage.
Nina Dobrev and Gary Cole star.
All right, Dad, what's going on? You're on time, you brought a gift, it's 6 o'clock and you don't smell like tequila.
What, I can't make a good impression?
No, that is why we're confused.
Then, a new comedy, CBS Thursday.
What are you doing, Mr. Cole? How have you been?
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, man. How have you been, my friend?
I've been good, really good.
You've been busy, clearly. Every time. I'm excited to see the CBS series Fam Thursdays at 8:30. I have not caught it yet.
Yeah, we went on, I think, about mid-January. So we've burned through about not quite half the shows we've done. We did 13, and then that'll take us probably till, I don't know, March or so, and then we'll get thrown on the heap with everybody else and see if we come back next year.
What's the response been?
You know, pretty good. It's tough to tell now. It's just, you know, until the networks do all their pilots for the spring and then go back to the drawing board, we don't know our fate yet. But that's the world of TV.
Yeah. People think that, you know, when they say, okay, you have a TV show that you've already crossed the finish line, pilots get shot, they don't get picked up. If they do get picked up, they get replaced. If, you know, if God forbid, I mean, to try to get 5 seasons, 8 seasons is almost the impossible dream anymore.
Well, sure, that's the rarity. I mean, yeah. You know, the norm is, you know, 3 and out or 13 and out or 9 and out. And you know, the rare circumstances for something to come back, you know, several years in a row. There's a chance, but you never know that until, you know, you get a few shows on the air. So we'll see what happens.
When you do movies like Office Space or Talladega or Dodgeball, do you know, I mean, can you feel like, this one's going to catch, this will be good? Or are you just nervous because if somebody could screw the edit up and ruin the way the whole story's told?
You can, in terms of like Office Space and Talladega, just by the people involved, you know that the content is probably going to be really good, but you have no idea what the response will be. No one can predict how a movie will break through, whether it's depending on if you know, the movie is great or the people in it have a great reputation. You never know what pushes people's buttons. So, you know, Office Space was kind of a big surprise because it didn't do all that well in the theater, but it came out at a time when, you know, DVDs and pay cable started to turn the tide of movies. And
sure.
The movie didn't necessarily have to be a success in the theater.
Oh, I've given that video or the DVD away at least 10 times over the years as a gift because I loved it so much. Hmm. When you go out, I mean, because you do steal, you always end up stealing scenes, always, in every movie I've ever seen you in. So what's the catchphrase you get hit with most? Is it from Office Space, from Talladega, or from Dodgeball?
People want to know if they've gotten my TPS report. That's a big one. Or if they want me to come in on Saturday. Usually that's what I'm caught with if I'm out and about.
But what a gift, man. I mean, really, again, you've done a lot more than that one movie, but what a gift to cut through so well. That people really do, they feel that way when they see you, man. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, to be, anytime you're involved in something that has, first of all, that has some kind of a lasting impact, that's a rarity. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, that's, you know, this is 20 years Office Space has been around, and, you know, there's a couple of reunions I'm going to this year already. So that's pretty remarkable that a movie stays on people's radar that long.
So you work most of the time. Do you ever get a chance to go travel? I mean, when's the last place you've been? Just for fun, where's the last place you left and went to?
For fun?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm a once in a while skier. I enjoy that. I ski in Wyoming sometimes, but I haven't been there lately. You know, mainly because I've been busy. I've been moving around working, but you know, I try to combine fun with work if I can.
Have you ever? Because when you go to work, I mean, it's got to be obviously movies are a lot of hurry up and wait. But when you're doing the television show, when you're doing stuff like Fam, I mean, that's pretty fast paced. I mean, you're really getting in there and hammering it out, right?
Well, that's a multi-camera schedule, which you're really only filming. Basically, the bulk of the show is filmed all in one day. There's some pre-tape stuff maybe the day before that. Other than that, it's a rehearsal, which is great because you rarely get to do that, you know, in any other situation where you can actually, you know, just plot out stuff and block it through without having to worry about shooting it. And then, you know, you can shoot it later.
So you, like in Fam, you're kind of a dysfunctional father, the estranged detective father. In Talladega, you're Reese Bobby, the estranged, you know, dysfunctional father. Where are you pulling this from?
Do we see a pattern here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Father of the year. Yeah. He's a little like Reese Bobby, only if Reese Bobby hailed from Brooklyn.
Yeah. But it always seems like when the stories come out, there's a little bit of somebody you knew in the past, somebody that you saw, something that you channel a little bit with a lot of actors, whenever they get those great characters like that.
Well, this actually came from the writer, is actually slightly based on her real family experience. So parts of this character was her father. But, I mean, I read that part, and to me it was well written and pretty easy to do. I didn't have to invent a lot, so it seemed to come pretty natural.
Well, look, I can't wait to check it. Now I'm definitely going to do it. And also, there's a new movie called Under the Eiffel Tower I want to talk about real quick before we go. In theaters, on demand, and digital with Matt Walsh, who I love, and you guys remember him in The Hangover. He was the doctor. He was the snarky doctor. And genuinely funny. He comes into Kansas City for the Big Slick and helps out with Children's Mercy Hospital. And that, what's the story behind that? A guy with a midlife crisis who goes on vacation with friends and meets a girl. Is it a romantic comedy or is it a straight comedy?
No, I would say, no, there's a lot of romance involved in it. It's here just in time for Valentine's Day. It's a great nice. Part for Matt. And I'm really only in the movie because Matt threw the script my way and... said, read this script, and by the way, it's shooting in the south of France. And I said, oh, I love this script, without reading.
That's great.
Yeah, but he plays the lead and you know, has kind of a European adventure and meets a woman on a train and who's an American living in France. And, you know, and the comedy ensues. The backdrop is a winery and a beautiful... kind of a mansion sitting in the middle of an orchard in Bordeaux. And so it was, it was tough duty shooting that.
Man, rough life you're having. Rough life.
Yeah, that was a real rough summer. Yep.
All right, Gary. Hey, always good to hear your voice. We're all huge fans, man. And don't forget, everybody, Fam on CBS. And then make sure you check out Under the Eiffel Tower. You can find it on demand, digital, and in theaters, man. And, man, you know you're welcome here anytime, anything you've got. Write a book. Tell us a story about your life.
I'll get right on it. I'm going to the typewriter now.
You think if you have stories to tell, you're like, I don't know if I should tell those, but they're pretty fantastically weird.
No, but they're probably stories I wouldn't want, you know, on paper. That's for sure.
Right. You are the great Gary.
I'll wait till my board play right here to hear what those.
Absolutely, man. Hey. For whatever reason, I find him fascinating, and I'm like really personally fascinating. Like I think there's something, like I really.
Well, you don't nail that Reese Bobby character so much in everything you do that there's not somebody at the center of that.
Well, that's it, man. It's just it's.
Okay, I am a semi-professional race car driver and an amateur tattoo artist. And the first thing you got to learn if you're gonna be a race car driver is you don't listen to losers like you're. Know-it-all teacher over here.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Your teacher wants you to go slow, and she's wrong, because it's the fastest who gets paid, and it's the fastest who gets late.
So good. It's so good, man.